The cabbage didn't become cauliflower without training. Just one more thing, the cabbage didn't become cauliflower without training. And you cannot become cause without training either. So if you think DNA activation by itself will make you a human being, you'll be sorely disappointed. Even though you'll have the capacity. And now with the 14 seconds audio you do, you still need training in using it. One of the things you need training in is telling similar things apart. Or seeing the sameness. It is intellectual. What is underneath that is missing that needs to be trained to use, looking and seeing. Here is an example from this morning's correspondence. Aspiring cabbage mind. Aspiring to become a cauliflower, no insult meant, honest. Hi Sophie, I was hoping you would help me to get more clarity on a small but important segment of last Saturday's class. This relates to causing. You brought up the example of the seasoned umpire, it ain't nothing until I call it. Okay, I'm going to switch sports to draw out my misunderstanding. In tennis they have computerized sensors which will show whether a ball was out or not. You've said before that if something can be measured it is real, I think. Like, for instance, TLB is real in that it can be measured. Okay, back to baseball. Now, let's say you have two different umpires looking at a pitch. If the rookie umpire is using a machine to measure whether or not a ball is a strike, is the pitch that registers as a strike reality? Or is the seasoned umpire calling it a ball because he says so reality? On a separate matter, I've been looking at the bid offer for the 14 seconds audio. I've been going back and forth with my track record and how I wouldn't be able to get very much value versus the potential to create a life of self-respect and productivity. The way I see it, as an expanding human being in process, getting and using the audio is a no-brainer. With the current practices I have going, and the studying I will continue, I can make great use of the audio. So, my bid is for $30. Incidentally, this is a good test to see where your mind is at. It is the mind that is cabbage. The brain was always a whole lot more discerning than the mind. My answer to that is below. Both are reality. You probably didn't hear that humans can't live in reality, they live in personal reality. Personal reality has elements from reality and from the words field. So both are reality. The seasoned umpire speaks and honors it. His word has power. The rookie umpire reports. And has no power. You say, the DNA activation has power for me and can take me to a life where I respect myself and I am productive. Decide if you are a rookie umpire talking or a seasoned umpire talking. And your future will depend on that more than on anything. Now let's hear what another person sees when he has set the intention causing. I just got back from my walk. I continued listening to the context webinar from where I left off yesterday. One thing you said to Adriana was that you always feel stupid when you come to a call, and that you are suspicious when you don't. That it's normal when you are going for something beyond what you already can do. Because nothing in reality is predictable. I think I got something hearing at this time, and it moved me almost to tears. It felt joyful and freeing, that there is no obligation, no need to be concerned with an outcome. That I could just declare my aim and do what I need to do, like Babe Ruth. Along the way experiment and discover what takes me in that direction and what doesn't. And somehow I caused myself to hear that, to get that, because I didn't, probably couldn't before. And I think in line with that, as I was measuring my cell hydration today and saw it drop a few percent, I said to myself that I caused my cell hydration to drop and it felt surprisingly good. Not because it dropped, but because I saw that I caused something in reality with my actions, and so that I can cause something else as well. And now I have more data for that. Other than that, I caught my mind wandering a few times during my walk and I said that I caused myself to catch my mind wandering. I think I'm starting to see what you meant when you recommended that I start causing with that. I think it's not just about saying those words, but about experiencing power, experiencing that the intention that I'd set is doing something in reality. In this case, because I wouldn't catch it if I hadn't set out to do it as part of my one thing. Okay. I continue with the metaphor. The metaphor of the cruciferous vegetables that are trained to earn a PhD. Here is a picture that explains what I mean. Each training aims at strengthening a different part of the plant. To get a different result. In our training here we do the same thing, we strengthen the intellect, the will, the toughness, the perception, the flexibility, the speaking. It's not easy. Humans are slightly more complex than vegetables. In my podcast/coaching call with the second client yesterday I worked with him in what's been most untrained in him so far. His ability to see that a different future is possible. 30% of humans absolutely cannot see a different future. and that renders them not taking any effective steps with any consistency. All the clients that have ever quit are like that. So having a breakthrough result in that is significant, especially if it can last. We think we see what is. But we see. What our filters allow us to see further limited by. What our intellectual abilities allow us to see. If you cannot see a better future, you cannot go for it. And the reason you cannot see it, because your seeing isn't trained. Both client examples above are about seeing. To see powerfully needs your causing gene to be active. That gene is part of the DNA adjustment. But even though the adjustment has been performed almost daily, even though it was active in the client at the time, it took me 2 whole hours to get the client to the point where he could own and cause his own seeing. Cause what he sees. I've had a bunch of bids come in for the DNA adjusting power audio. 14 seconds. Obviously people didn't bid consistently with the shortness of the audio. Unless they did. I accepted all bids except 2. I am still open for more bids. Especially if you are open to be trained. Can you be trained by audios and webinar recordings? Yes. But it is, obviously, up to you. Yesterday in a conversation, a diligent note-taker said that she never looks at her notes again. I have seen her notes and they are all narratives of what was said in the lecture. I suggested that her notes are worthless. Sadly, she is also a ghostwriter. The only notes that are worth taking are where you take down, verbatim, what the expert said. They said it that way for a reason you can't see. Saying what the expert says will allow you to see what the expert saw that made them the expert. Changing what they said will allow you to continue seeing what you have always seen, thus remaining the same. Seeing different is what will make you different. I am the expert here in the dominion of becoming a human being. My word, when simply repeated, or explained, or what I got as they said is a lie and worthless. Why? Because you didn't cause it to be yours. I.e. you didn't change what you see. If you do that in your self-training, you won't get trained. The most important difference between cabbage mind and cauliflower is word. How it is used, how it is heard. You hear slash speak casually. You are cabbage all the way. Now, if you are wondering where you could start, I would think that having a personal experience with me can be crucial. If you don't like me, you won't accept what I teach, and then you waste your time and money. I don't offer many opportunities for live interaction. The next one will be on December 29th, a week from today. It is conveniently scheduled at 2:30 ET in the afternoon. Convenient mostly for European clients. Second best, less risk, less skin in the game is my podcasts. You can hear how I take someone through a training. And how they suddenly click into seeing something that is suddenly inspiring enough to be a new context for their life. I am inspired by what happens on these calls. And inspiration, awakening the spirit within, is another hallmark of a person who can be happy with themselves. Get the Sunday calls at 7% of their worth. Go to https://yourvibe.me/sundaycalls to get it.